The mental health advocates and provider groups say the state needs to spend more money on community housing and other services for the mentally ill. Harvey Rosenthal with the Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services says funding has been in decline in recent years. But he says with the record windfall settlements with major banks, including $3.2 billion this year, there's enough money now to replenish the funds. Rosenthal says without the investment, some of the state's most vulnerable people are at risk.
We're talking here about people with the most serious mental health conditions who were not for these services would be homeless, could be homeless, incarcerated, suffering on the street, alone, isolated, poor, hungry. These services are essential.
Rosenthal and others question some of Governor Cuomo's budget priorities, including a plan to use some of the bank settlement monies to offer discounts on thruway tolls.
We're giving a break to thruway riders to the tune of $340 million.
For several years, the state, with the strong support of the community mental health care advocates, has been closing hospital beds and psych centers and investing instead in community-based services. But the groups say they are being shortchanged this year, with $5.5 million diverted to beds at nursing homes and long-term care facilities instead. They say $44 million is being taken from housing services, which include group homes and subsidized apartments. They're seeking a one-time supplement of $90 million, and they'd like an additional $92 million more for annual cost-of-living increases that they say have stagnated for the past 7 years. Tony Lisicki with the Association for Community Living says part of that money would also help finance all of the upgrades that are needed as they cope with the shift in the state's Medicaid program to more managed care. She says that requires a new level of sophistication.
You have to prepare for managed care, change your finance operations, fix your IT, make sure you have an electronic health record that's adequate. So there's so much that you have to do to prepare for the new world, and there's no infusion of cash for us, or very little. So I think the one shot is about getting us to the point where we can compete in the new world.
The group say it's much more expensive to pay for hospital care for people who can't get a subsidized apartment or access to outpatient services. It costs around $400,000 a year for someone to stay in a state hospital and around $100,000 a year to keep someone in prison. Subsidized housing can cost as little as $7,500 a year and up to $30,000 a year in some cases where a mentally ill person needs multiple services. Denise Duncan is the president of the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill in New York State.
The difference in cost is striking. It's just spectacular if you can house people with serious psychiatric disabilities in programs that are so inexpensive.
The groups also believe they'll need more financial help from the state to pay staff if the governor's $15 an hour minimum wage proposal becomes law. The Cuomo administration did not have an immediate response. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.